Page 163, Notes. Political Sociology and Critique of Politics. 1. And Lenin's Place in the Philosophical Spectrum of the Second International, VID, A. Arado, Between Antinomy and Myth, Marxism and Philosophy Reconsidered, in Hauptbajam, Haupt and Others, Editors, A History of Socialist Thought, Einaudi Editor, forthcoming in 1978. 2. Compare Oskar Necht, Marxismus als Legitimationswissenschaft, in Bukharin, Deborin und Others, Die Kontroverse über mechanischen und dialektischen Materialismus, Frankfurt M. Surkamp Verlag, 1969. 3. Translated by R. Livingston, Cambridge, MIT Press, 1971. 4. Translated by F. Halliday, London, New Left Books, 1970. 5. Translated by Q. Hore and G. N. Smith, New York International Publishers, 1971. And Lukács, VID, The Special Issues of Telos, St. Louis, Winter 1971 and Spring 1972, Roman 10 and Roman 11. And Gramsci, VID, C. Box, Gramsci's Marxism, London, Pluto Press 1976, M. Vajas, Review of Prison Notebooks in Telos, St. Louis, Spring 1973, Roman 15 and Special Issues of Telos, St. Louis, Spring 1977, Roman 31. And Korsch, VID, The Special Issue of Telos, St. Louis, Winter 1975, Roman 26. Also compare the relevant articles in K. Clare and D. Howard's Editors, The Unknown Dimension, New York Basic Books, 1971. 5a, for a presentation of the last two concepts, reification and mediation, see our introduction to the next part, Aesthetic Theory and Cultural Criticism. 5b, and this problem, compare our introduction to the last part of the anthology, A Critique of Methodology. 6, Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory, 1937, in Critical Theory, New York, Seabury, 1974. Page 164. 7, compare Horkheimer, Authority and the Family, 1936, in Critical Theory, and Lukács, The Changing Function of Historical Materialism in History and Class Consciousness. 8. Horkheimer, Postscript, 1937, in Critical Theory. 9. And the philosophical, not the political, aspects of the shift, compare the essay by Michael Teunissen, Gesellschaft und Geschichte zur Kritik der kritischen Theorie, Berlin, De Kruyder, 1969. 10. Compare traditional and critical theory. 11. Compare authority and the family. 12. In 1934, this evaluation of Soviet development seems to be positive indeed. Compare G. Maramao, Political Economy and Critical Theory. Telos, St. Louis, Summer 1975, Roman 24. 13. And this compare Horkheimer, Die Juden und Europa, 1939, now in Kritische Theorie, Roman 3, Frankfurt, Raubdruck, no date, and Marcuse, The Struggle Against Liberalism in the Totalitarian View of the State, 1934, now in Negations, Boston, Bacon Press, 1969. 14. Franz Neumann was the big exception. Compare his Democratic and Authoritarian State, New York Free Press, 1957. 15. Compare Marcuse, the struggle against liberalism. 16. Either the strong state is needed to rationalize the monopoly system to carry out the last stages of monopolization, Newman's behemoth, or it is needed to steer monopoly system itself much more anarchic than even liberal capitalism. Pollock, Horkheimer before 1940. For a summary of the economic arguments, compare Maramao work cited and M. Postone and B. Prick, F. Pollock and the Primacy of the Political, International Journal of Politics, Fall 1976. Our interpretation opposes these because we do not believe that Pollock's interpretation of the Marxian crisis theory in itself led to the emergence of either the Frankfurt political sociology of the 1940s or to the critique of instrumental reason. 17. On the cultural historical foundations and implications of the thesis, compare our introduction to Part Roman II below. 18. The new context had important methodological implications. It necessitated a transformation in the very meaning of critique. On this, compare Introduction Part 2. 19. Aside from the important complementarity between Frankfurt social philosophy and Kirchheimer's political analysis, we should also notice a crucial difference. Kirchheimer was too careful an analyst to present, as did Horkheimer in 1939, the fascist state as the most consistent and especially logical necessary expression of monopoly capitalism. Nor did he collapse the pluralist state and the fascist state, as did Pollock in the 1940s, as two forms of the identical new order, the authoritarian state. In the debate on the nature of National Socialism, he avoided the implicit determinism of the more orthodox Marxist position and the convergence and totalitarianism, these of the revisionists. Compare M.J., The Dialectical Imagination, Boston, Little Brown, 1973, Chapter 5, for further details. Page 165. 20. In particular, in the 1937 Zeitschrift article, The Change of the Function of Law in Modern Society, Now in Democratic and Authoritarian State. 21. The Frankfurt analysis of the crisis of modern culture in the cultural industry will be key topics of Part Roman II below. 22. Compare, for example, Horkheimer, Traditional and Critical Theory, Marcuse, The Struggle Against Liberalism, and Pollock, Bemerkung zur Wirtschaftskrise, 1933, Now in Stadien des Kapitalismus, Munich Verlag, C.H. Beck, 1975. 23. For a summary of the debate, compare J. Dialectical Imagination, which, however, restricts the implications to a single issue, monopoly or state capitalism, orthodoxy or revisionism. He does not see consequently that more was at stake than the Institute's interpretation of Nazism. Maramao, coming at the problem from an entirely different position, also misses many of the crucial points in his desire to measure the main line of critical theory against the orthodox critique of political economy represented by some Institute members, especially Grossman. 24. This is true both in the body of Behemoth, where a command economy is stressed as against the still-functioning monopolistic sector, and in his later writings. Compare Neumann, Behemoth, Revised Edition, New York, Oxford University Press, 1944. 25. Now in Stadien des Kapitalismus. 26. The last was stressed only in the second article, clearly reflecting the events of 1933. 27. Going beyond Lukács. Palach, as we will see, understood the alternative character of economic development. Even in the 1930s, he freed Lukácsian Marxism from its basic inconsistency, postulating the free self-determination of the subjective factor in the context of economic necessity. 28. And yet, both were in Palach's description very unlikely, the first because the emergence of the state as total capital would reduce the existing ruling class to a historically unprecedented rentier status, and the second because of the low level of class consciousness among the proletariat. 29. Stadien des Kapitalismus, pages 64, 65 and following. 30. For the key differences between the German and U.S. solution of the crises, see, however, M. Vadia, The Rise of Fascism in Italy and Germany, Telos, St. Louis, Summer 1972, Roman 12. 31. Compare A. Kosselek, Kritik und Krise, Frankfurt, M. Main, Suhrkamp, 1973, and J. Habermann, Theory and Practice, Boston Beacon Press, 1973. 32. Palach could not have considered the Soviet Union of the 1930s as already socialist, since his own 1933 concept of socialism implied vast reduction of labor and time. Compare Stadien des Kapitalismus, page 60. On the other hand, his own model of any planned society involved a highly centralized economy, the homogenization of needs, scientific management, and the extension of a factory-type control system to the whole society. This position, neither stressed nor abandoned by Palach in his 1940s writings, was shared by Horkheimer in the 1930s, but was obviously rejected in the 1940s. 33. Stadien des Kapitalismus, pages 60 through 61 and page 68. Page 166. 33a. The possibility of a new social formation was raised at exactly the same time, independently but in response to the same political problem, by three breakaways from the Trotskyist movement, Rizzi, Schachtman, and Burnham, and by Palach and Horkheimer. Compare Roman 1, Roman 2, Roman 3, and Roman 4. Amended Roman 4. Roman 1, Bruno Rizzi, La Bureaucratisation du Monde, Paris, 1939. Roman 2, James Burnham, The Managerial Revolution, New York, 1941. Roman 3, Max Schachtman, The Bureaucratic Revolution, The Rise of the Stalinist State, New York, 1962. And Roman 4, Leon Trotsky, In Defense of Marxism, New York, 1942. 34. Compare, for example, from Escape from Freedom and Adorno, Gesammelte Schriften, Frankfurt, Main, Suhrkamp, 1972-1975, verses 8 through 9. We regret that in this part we can reproduce one essay only from this rich selection, the Adorno essay, which is at least available to an English-speaking audience, but see also the Fromm essay in Part Roman 3 of this volume. 35. Compare Bruce Brown, Freud, Marx, and the Critique of Everyday Life, New York Monthly Review, 1974. Russell, Jacobi, Social Amnesia, Boston Bacon, 1975. Michael Schneider, Neurosis and Civilization, New York, Seabury, 1975. J. Dialectical Imagination, Chapter 3, and the methodological side of this issue. Compare our part, Roman 3, below. 35a. Both essays are to be found in O. Kirchheimer's political